The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. You know the great Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky, very wise man, I love his writings. Fyodor Dostoevsky once said that there's no such thing as an atheist. It's only an idolater, he said. And the reason for that is because you were made to worship something. You don't even have a choice. And if you don't worship the real God, you will find a substitute to worship. You know, we hear in the first reading of Paul and Barnabas, and we chuckle when we hear the first reading about how the Greeks thought that Paul and Barnabas were Zeus and Hermes from Mount Olympus, and they fell down and worshiped them. But one day, they're going to chuckle at our generation, at how we fall down and worship celebrities and television stars. It's an expression of our need to worship something greater than ourselves. It's why every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. And if you don't find something real to worship, you'll invent something out of thin air. And that's where we get Captain America, right? And Superman. And it's like this until you discover the real God. And then finally you discover peace. Did you know that in this gospel that we just heard, we got a quote from our very own St. Jude? Yes, we did. One of the very few quotes from St. Jude, when it says, "Judas, not the Iscariot, said, 'Master, why are you revealing yourself to us and not to the world?'" You know, he's referencing a point from earlier in the Gospel of John. It's in chapter 7, where Jesus' disciples say, "Master, why don't you just reveal yourself to the whole world? Just let everybody know who you are. Nobody ever became a great teacher by keeping everything secret." And so St. Jude says, "Why do you reveal yourself to us?" And Jesus answered, "Because you kept my word." Okay, there's some things that you can't teach, especially with the mysteries of God. You can't teach them. You got to experience them for yourself to understand. St. Catherine of Siena has a great meditation on this. And she says that the spirit of this world is diametrically opposed to the Spirit of God. The church will never be at peace in the world. Never. The spirit of this world and the Spirit of God are completely opposite. And so Jesus came into this world and he wanted to do the will of the Father. And what did it get him? It got him poverty and ridicule. It got him hunger and thirst. It got him suffering and death. And so spirit of the world that gets into the hearts of people, they try to find their security and their happiness and their peace by following the spirit of the world and the things of the world. Do they discover it? They never do. They look for peace, they look for security, they look for happiness, and the only thing they find is sadness and emptiness and restlessness. And just as a parenthetical side note, you ever wonder why there's such an epidemic of like cannabis and pot and drug abuse, and this gets worse and worse and worse? Because if you don't believe in God, reality really stinks. You've got to escape somehow. Okay? You seek peace in the world, and it's not found. But the friends of God, they only want what Christ wanted. They want to love what God loved and hate what God hated and conform themselves to Christ on the cross. And so they choose lowliness. And so they choose the narrow and the difficult path. And much to their surprise, they discover peace and joy and every consolation. And you can't teach somebody that. You got to experience it for yourself. That's why Jesus says, anybody who keeps my word, my Father will come to him and make his dwelling with him. You'll see. You will see, but you have to keep my commandments to know it. See, there's lots of people that know all about Jesus. But there's very few people who actually know Jesus. It's why scholars are very common and saints are very few. It's easy to know about him, and it's hard to know him. But as we know very well that our hearts are restless until they rest in the Lord, let's rededicate our efforts to trusting the Lord's commandments in spite of how difficult they might appear, trusting in his word, and finding rest in his heart. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us do that today. Saint Bernardine of Siena, pray for us.